Good Monday morning. Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. In studio, we have K-State Vice President of Communications and Marketing, Jeff Morris, and K-State Dean of Libraries, Lori Getch. I'm Brady Bowman, and we're talking about the Hale Library situation. Again, if you have been asleep for a couple weeks or whatever, the Hale Library did catch on fire on May 22nd, 2 weeks ago from tomorrow, and although the exterior damage is pretty limited, the interior damage is where a lot of the devastation is. And we were talking in that previous segment about the response from Manhattan Fire Department, Riley County Emergency Services. A lot of different folks came together and really were on top of it from the beginning.
Yeah, while I wasn't here that night, I've heard just wonderful reports about Manhattan Fire Department, the other fire departments that joined them. There was a lot of smoke up on that roof, so a lot of potential danger at least to those firefighters, and they really did a great job. Emergency services were there to help them with oxygen when they needed it, and the fire was in an unusual spot and traveled in unusual ways, and that's what made it so hard for them to find it, first of all, and then get it put out. But they did a wonderful job. They did what their job is, and that's to put the fire out.
And it was a warm day, too, that day. So they had to have a lot of folks just going through rotation, just keeping everybody hydrated. We do have a phone call. We'll go ahead and take it. Go ahead, caller. You're on In Focus.
Yeah, I have a question. This coming Friday night, Jazz in June is scheduled for the Hemisphere Room in the library. Is it going to be open?
Jazz in June has been moved to the Alumni Center.
Oh, because I hadn't been told it yet.
Yeah, we will be getting something out to people this week, I think, via email and other means, and now through the radio to let people know that has been relocated to one of the ballrooms at the Alumni Center.
Thank you.
You bet.
Thanks for that call. I do want to remind folks that phone lines are open, 785-537-1350, if you have any questions about Hale Library, its services and damage and whatever's on your mind. And Jeff, talking about that damage, as far as what we understand as far as the cause of the fire, did have to deal a little bit with the renovation that was already going on.
Well, that's been one of the things we've heard in the community that's not quite accurate. So there was work that was going to start on a renovation on the inside floors, but had not yet begun. So that was going to start in mid-June. There was some roofing work going on, and I think we kind of got some of that mixed up in their heads. We were in the prospect of raising money to help renovate the first two floors, Lori?
First floor.
The first floor of the library, and that project was due to start this summer. Obviously, we're going to have to renovate a lot of floors of the library now. So as we move forward, but that's kind of where that situation stands right now.
You said they were working on the roof. Was it just something with the materials, or like a tool sort of thing, or chemicals? Do we know anything about that yet?
Well, what we're waiting for is they're going to produce. We have a lot of people going through the building. Our restoration company, our insurance company. A lot of people are doing what they're calling a formal origin and cause report. And once we get that report, then we'll be able to release that and know exactly what happened. Because there's, you know, when these things happen, you always get lots of information out there. And we're going to wait till we have the accurate and final information before we release anything on that.
And there's still probably a state fire marshal report that's due as well, I'm sure. And that hasn't been out yet.
Not that I'm aware of.
No.
So, no.
Okay. And you talk about the insurance parts of that. I think that's one thing that I've seen, especially on social media, on some of the stories that we have put up, just updating folks on the fire. A lot of people have questions about. I think it was when we put up something that was some of the fundraising efforts, or I guess added fundraising efforts to help with the damage. A lot of folks had a lot of insurance questions. And I know a lot of that's still kind of in the process, but I'm just wondering kind of what you can explain on that as far as, or maybe just kind of give people a little bit of a 101 on how that sort of process works.
Okay, well, right now we're in the process of going through and evaluating literally every item in the library. They're doing an inventory and going through. They estimate this is going to take about 30 days before they can have a full accounting of the damage and what's salvageable, what's not, what it's going to cost to salvage those things. So I know people are impatient. Everybody wants us to throw a number out there, but it's really complicated. You have a large building with literally millions of things in it that need to be counted and evaluated. So that process is working through with the restoration company. When we get to that point, then we'll be able to sit down and work with the insurance companies and determine exactly, you know, who pays for what and what the liability is. So right now, what we don't know is what the total cost is going to be. We don't know exactly what will be covered. We do know that because we're already doing renovations, that we will have additional needs at some point to continue to make our library, you know, as great as it was and hopefully even better, which is going to be our goal.
You know, another thing about insurance that you're getting to that I think people always forget about is that people sometimes have this idea of insurance that's, well, we got insurance, just like everything's just a you snap the finger, magic wand sort of thing, but there's deductibles, and I'm sure it's pretty high deductible. I think I saw a number of something like $500,000 deductible. Is that on your insurance, or is that the construction?
That's the university's.
University's insurance.
Yeah, and we're in an insurance pool with the other universities in the state. So, again, it's a very complicated picture when you start getting into it.
It is. And you mentioned the other universities in the state, and our rivals, and in this case, friends are at KU, have been helping out quite a bit with Hale Library and K-State.
They have. We have... duplicate data storage down at KU, so they have helped with the IT side of the recovery. On the library side, they have offered to accept K-State IDs from students and faculty who want to check books out at KU. So if they are able to travel to KU to use the library there, they can check books out just as if they were a KU staff or student or faculty member. We also have a service among many libraries, KU being one of them, called interlibrary loan, which is how we get materials that we don't own in our collection or that we don't have access to. Because none of our materials are accessible right now, we expect we'll get a heavy draw at our interlibrary loan services. And those services are up and running. So for people who need materials that we can't get them access to at the libraries, we can get those through interlibrary loan for you.
And that's been a program that's been around.
Oh, before. a long time. Yeah.
And very beneficial.
Yeah.
Looking at, let's see, we still got some more time before some break. Looking at the timeline, I guess, are we still thinking about maybe things being back operational by fall semester? Or are we still pretty unsure of some of that?
You want to go ahead?
I think we're pretty unsure. There's a lot of recovery work left to do in the building. You know, we will have to all sit down and kind of plan out what the sequence of events are as the building gets turned back over to us at some point. But the project manager from Belfour thinks they've got, you know, several weeks of work left to do in that building before they consider their work completed. So I think we're looking at a fairly long time frame.
I'm glad you mentioned Belfour. That's something I think we talked about in that break off air a little bit. You've been pretty impressed with this company.
Yeah, they've been great. They are internationally known. They work a lot of hurricanes. Many of the staff who are in Hale were also in Puerto Rico working on the recovery in Puerto Rico. They've spent a lot of time in Florida for Florida hurricanes and other disasters around the country. So they have a lot of experience.
Familiar with, if you're dealing with all the hurricanes, you're familiar with water damage.
That's right.
That works out pretty well. And what's the process in picking a company like that?
We have a disaster plan in the library, and one of the things that we have as part of that disaster plan is on-call restoration companies that we know we can go to immediately in a disaster, and we can get them lined up very quickly. And Belfour was one of the companies on our list.
All right. We do have another phone call. Go ahead, caller. You're on In Focus.
Yes, I was wondering about the research databases and whether those are up and running.
Most of them are up and running. We've had to do some workarounds with some of them. But I think we will see probably by the end of this week all those databases, if not all of them, most of them will be up and available.
Great. Thank you.
Thanks again for that call. Again, want to remind folks, phone lines are open. Great opportunity. If you have some questions, 785-537-1350. And let's go ahead and take our second break of the hour. We'll come back and talk about most of what was saved. There's some silver linings here, especially when you consider what could have been. More In Focus coming up.